here at the makeshift podium. Beautiful thing. That's what 0-2 gets you, right?
It holds little ice cream cones.
That would be, I'd be awesome.
You'd be on it.
Like right there with a little milkshake straw. Hey, I'm just throwing out suggestions. Yeah, you know, I've got to know Joe over the years. He's a good player, good dude, and I'm excited. I think the biggest thing is you can anticipate some one-on-ones. You know, first of all, we got to stop the run, though. I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter if we can't get in third and longs, then we're not going to have pass rush opportunities. But it is a game like this where you're going up against a fellow Pro Bowler and stuff like that, and a guy that I know I've developed a relationship with over the years, and I'm excited. Just let's see who's going to win on each given play.
How many left tackles do you say that you typically just face one-on-ones with in a year?
Oh, I mean, you get a couple shots here and there through the game, but you know,
I mean, consistently.
But consistently, you know, there's not too many of them. You know, watch a lot of film on Joe, and they leave him on an island quite a bit, and rightfully so. I mean, the guy's, I mean, if not the top offensive tackle in the league, he's definitely one of them, and. So, you know, we don't see too many, especially with just the way offense has kind of evolved, you know, nowadays, a lot of chip outs, max pro looks. But like I said, a lot of it comes down to being really good on first and second down and force them in the third and long and force the team to spread out. Then you can create some one-on-one opportunities.
Jared, what's your impression of Trent Richardson getting traded?
Shocked. I was shocked. I'm not going to say I didn't smile about it, but I was shocked, honestly. You know, this league is crazy. I guess, you know, I think we all learned once Peyton left the Colts, no one's safe anywhere. So, you know, I don't have to deal with it. So I was shocked.
Now, your circumstances were different because you had a run-in with Peterson. But when you do move, how much does that take a toll on you mentally, just pulling up?
It can be tough, and I mean, I'm assuming, I don't know if he knew about it or whatnot, but I mean, at least I knew it was coming, you know. I had planned for it and was pushing for it, and so for me, you know, it is stressful because you're coming to a new place with new expectations and, you know, new locker room, new fit, new scheme, and I honestly, doing it in the middle of the season has got to be tough because of the fact that, you know, you're in a routine, and now it's like, whoop. I mean, he probably on a plane yesterday, you know, practicing today in a new system. So, but again, not my problem. I don't have to worry about it. But that's the beast of this league and the business side of it, that we are a revolving door around here. And you just kind of got to go with the flow of it. And I'm glad I've never had to do it in the season to pick a family up and move. That'd be tough.
It's weird to watch tape and you have a different quarterback and halfback that's going to be out there against you?
Yeah, I've been trying to watch preseason tape of the quarterback, and now I'm trying to throw darts at a board and see who the running back's going to be. If it's McGahee, at least we can go back and watch some film on him. And so, yeah, it is tough. It makes it tough to prepare. You know, I think, you know, one thing Coach has been adamant about, it doesn't change the scheme. You know, it doesn't change the plays they're going to run. It doesn't change how they're going to block them up front. It doesn't change the fact that they are an effective running football team. They run a lot of downhill power game, and they want to hit you in the mouth. And that's a fun type of football game. So, you know, people, you know, they hear Trent's going and you hear all the talk about them, you know, kicking it in for the season. That ain't the case. I mean, you can – this is a humbling league. And if you don't take every opponent, you know – serious, and if you don't think someone can come in, I was reminding the guys that, you know, we didn't even know who the Arizona running back was last year. I think he ran for like $150, you know. So, you know, this is what this league is. This is how, you know, this league stays successful, because guys get an opportunity to shine, and you know, we just got to make sure no one shines on us.
Can you qualify how much better the pass rush is when you're at home versus on the road with them being silent count?
Well, there's I mean, well, nowadays guys do so much stuff with silent count that it's, you know, not much difference really. But you do, you can kind of nullify a hard count with the crowd, and you just get that energy and excitement. It's just always fun being home, you know, and, you know, you feel like you got them on their heels versus when you're in a, you know, an opponent's stadium, you can hear everything, and you're trying to guess, you know, watching the play, is it on one, is it on two, and really trying to get off. So, you know, here at the Dome, that energy, and, you know, the onus is on them to communicate, the onus is on them to get the snap count, and we just go. So, I mean, it definitely helps.
Preseason games on the road, starting the first two on the road,
does it
feel like you've just been away from the Dome forever?
Yeah, I tell you what, we've been a traveling circus here lately, and then we got to leave next week too, so it's exciting to get back, honestly. I think, you know, but since I've been here, we've opened up on that. I think last year was like the only home opener we had, but yeah, it's tough to start two division games on the road, and, you know, we're 10 points away from, you know, being in a different situation. But to come home in really a must-win situation for us, and, you know, at least the way I look at it, is we need to get this first win, and there's no better place than to do it here at home in front of our fans.
Adrian talks about some of his favorite runs of his career, and he kind of sees them in his head and thinks about them a lot. Is there any sack or a special play that sometimes just comes to your mind if you're just –
No, I'm usually not thinking about football when I'm at home. So, I mean, I got my favorite ones, obviously. You know, I got guys that I enjoyed sacking. Obviously, getting Peyton the first time was a, you know, triumph. You know, I can remember a rookie year I ran over Barry Sims to get a sack on, Kerry Collins, I think, was the quarterback back then in Oakland. So, yeah, there's a couple that, you know, there's the ones that stick out in your minds. And, you know, obviously, you're my first sack in the NFL, I'll never forget. So, yeah, you know, I don't sit back and replay them, but if you go back and, you know, kind of reflect on the past, there's certain ones that pop in your mind.
Did you know Cleveland's one of the four teams that you haven't had a sack in?
Well, I do know now, so we'll see what happens on Sunday. So I don't know how many times I've played them, I wonder. But I really don't – honestly, I don't really think about it too much. I try to go out every week and just do whatever I got to do to win a football game and try to be the best, but I appreciate you pointing that out. Hopefully I can rectify that. I think 09 was. I think it's the only time I faced him, yeah.
What's the officials calling holding different this year?
I don't know. I've been lucky. I've got a few holding calls this year. I think I got like 3 or 4 already, so I got no complaints with it. And officials, keep it up.
How about the Bears? It looked like they were doing a good job of holding it.
Yeah, they called them, and, you know, we got a few called. We got to miss a few that probably weren't, but you know, in that situation with the field the way it was in Chicago, man, it's tough. You're going to be slipping, sliding, guys are grabbing and not. But, you know, I thought we were effective, and I thought the officials did a good job of calling it when it was necessary.
How did you get that Bear game out of your mind?
I've got to play Cleveland in a couple of days, and you got to stop asking me questions about it because I'm not going to answer anymore because it's about Cleveland now, Sid. You should know this. You should know this. Rookie mistake. I love you, Sid. I love you, buddy. Anything else? Yeah, you got it. Good.
Thanks for having me.